You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you've tuned in on Friday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on the broadcast. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to visit with as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, she holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is considered one of the best intuitive tarot consultants in the United States. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Hello and welcome to Friday mornings for my live broadcast. I see that you're lining up to ask me a question here live on the air, and I super, super appreciate that you're tuning in and supporting my radio broadcast. I am going to let you just know real quick, I woke up with this little mini epiphany today, and I want to share it with you. The little mini epiphany was, and this is the sentence, live up to your expectations. Because the thing is that you will resist anybody else's expectations of you sort of innately or subconsciously. But if you live up to your expectations of you, innately, you know what you're capable of. So some people, the fastest way to motivate them is to make them mad or upset them in some way. Well, I actually think that your subconscious letting you know that something is uncomfortable or you're struggling with something in some way. Well, look at what you're struggling with. Is it aligning with your own gut feeling of what you know you're capable of, or is it fear? So there you go. But that was what I woke up with this morning. Live up to your potential. Because the thing is, live up to your expectations. Because here's the thing, is there's nobody in the world like you. And there never will be another person in the world like you. So don't try to be like a Mark Zuckerberg or a Donald Trump or a Nancy Pelosi. Don't live up to anybody else's image. Live up to and actually relax into your own potential. Because as soon as you do that, suddenly what anybody else does doesn't matter because you, in your heart of hearts, know what you're capable of. So I'm going to go right to the calls. I've got someone from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Who's this?
It's Christopher. How are you?
Oh, hi, Christopher. What's your question for me?
Oh, Mona,
I'm echoing. Do you have me on the computer because I'm echoing?
I'm sorry. I actually had you on my cell phone. It's what.
Oh, this is much better. I can concentrate you on better this way. Okay, so what's your question for me today?
My name is Mona. It's kind of strange, but anyway, do you see us being able to pay our rent in the next couple of days? Because we're in a real bad pickle.
So sometimes what happens is that people call me when they're in a desperate place,
and
they wonder if there's going to be some miracle that just flies out of the sky to them. Okay.
Yes.
What I'm telling you is that what's interesting about your reading is that you've got people around you that actually owe you in some way. So what I would do is compel them. By the way, the answer to your question is, yes, you're going to figure out a way to pay all or part of that rent pretty quickly, but it boils down to people that owe you. So it could be it's time for you to reach out to your resources and say, whoever that is, say, I'm having a really difficult time right now, and I'm wondering if you'd be able to loan me blah, blah, blah amount of money for a short amount of time that I promise to pay you back within, say, 2 or 3 months. The thing is that you just let them know. This is an opportunity. If they tell you no, then you know in your heart of hearts that they either can't afford it or they can't support you right now. But that's okay. It's actually better to know. This is saying that if you sit down and think about the people around you that have the money and you call them and say, I'm in a really, really tough spot right now. would you be able to loan me whatever it is so that I can relate with the rent? I need to pay it. Okay? This is saying that you get the money, but you have to ask for it. You can't just will it to the UPS driver to suddenly bring you an envelope from the publisher's clearinghouse, because that's not going to happen. But what it is saying here is that there are people around you that you could even do some extra things for to maybe even pay it back in some way. But what I'm getting is that it's saying coincidence is your best friend to draw the money to you, and that you don't have to do this the hard way. And the hard way is sitting in your living room wallowing in what you don't have, when in fact I think this is a marvelous and amazing opportunity for you to turn around and go, okay, who around me has the resources to be able to loan me the money?
Okay.
The other thing you might – okay, here's the other thing you might want to consider is that I had a recent client come to me, and she was just really out of sorts as far as money was concerned. She didn't know where the next house payment was coming from. She just didn't know. And so what I advised her to do is I go, look around with what you have that's of value. Are you using it? Are you using it? Can you replace it someday? So if the answer to the first question is no, are you using it? The answer to the second question is yes, I can replace it someday. Then go ahead and sell it, whatever it is. You know, it's like the thing is that sometimes people get themselves into this back up against the wall situation like you are right now, Christopher, specifically to see what they're capable of.
Okay.
So if you can kind of look at this like, okay, I don't like it here. I am not going to get here again. But in the meantime, I've got to get out of here. You see? There's there's a card in traditional tarot that I want you to look up. All right? On the internet, I want you to look up the Eight of Swords, because you have that card. And you have it reversed, which is the better way to get this card. The Eight of Swords shows a woman tied up, blindfolded, eight swords around her in a swamp. In the distance is a castle, but she can't see it, all right? But you have it reversed, which means you're still in a swamp, you're still tied up, there's still eight swords around you, but the blindfold is off. So you can see that there is a castle in the distance. You can see that if you back up against the swords, you can untie yourself. You can gather the swords, carry them with you as protection, or maybe even barter in some way, and pick your way through the swamp and get to the castle. All right? That's where you are. You're the Eight of Swords reversed. It's a really uncomfortable situation. You never want to be here again, and now you're going to move and be proactive about getting out of the swamp.
That's right. The swamp. Okay. That's incredible. I'll look that up, Mona, and
okay. But the biggest thing I want to tell you is that there are at least two people around you right now that would loan you the money. And one of them might even just give it to you as a gift in sort of a pay it forward kind of vibe.
Yeah, I know. If I can only think of who those people would be.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
But that's my point, is that I don't think that you realize how many people out there are actually willing to support you and help you through a tough time. But look around you and see what you have of value. I mean, there are people that, you know, we have pawn shops all over the place in Vegas, and there are people that literally pawn things or actually take a loan against valuable things. And when they realize that they don't really need the thing, they let it go. But if they really do need the thing, they come back and get it when they have the money.
Right.
But it gives
know.
Them. It's incredible motivation here for you.
So
this is saying that's the gift, is that you look at your situation and go, wow, isn't it funny that I let myself get to this point? You kind of have to look at it like that there's a solution to this. All right, Christopher, thanks for the call. See you later.
You're the best. You're blessed. Bye-bye.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 509 area code. Hello, 509. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Mona. This is Erica from Washington.
Oh, hi, Erica. What's your question?
Hi. Well, I just wanted to validate that I was offered the position for juvenile corrections, and
woohoo!
I'm really happy about it. Yeah, like you said, I think that it all worked out for me because I recently became a U.S. citizen in October, so that's when I started to think my opportunities in terms of employment have just broadened, and that's when I applied for this job. But a lot of these government jobs require you to be a U.S. citizen, so I think that I took one step and did something for myself, and that ultimately led me to this position. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny because I remember one of our conversations, this must have been about 6 months ago, and I remember one of the conversations that you were really upset that companies wouldn't automatically hire people that weren't citizens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember you were really upset about that. But then you got to remember there's a certain indication or test of loyalty by people becoming a citizen. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
The fact that you did this, that you went the extra mile, that you actually really made that commitment, that's why you got hired. So so do you have a question for me today?
Well, I mean, what do you see? Well, no, not really. No, I don't have any questions.
Okay.
I think I'm good.
Well, because wait a minute. I have a question I want you to ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the question.
Oh, okay.
How do we think that the new job's going to go?
Okay, sure.
That's a good question, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, they're a troubled team, so, you know, I'll probably end up with
there
gray
is,
hair.
you're so funny. That's early wisdom, you know. You get silver hair early, and it's early wisdom. So what it's saying here is that your boss is going to be kind of a not very emotional. He's going to be, in a way, kind of a difficult guy to deal with, but he's a good man, and he really knows his stuff. So this is the person that I most want you to bond with, because what I'm getting here is that you've got this amazing opportunity to be the best at what you do. So we have that guy. Then there's a young man that you're going to meet very quickly in your job that is he's kind of a bull in a china shop. He's not very how do I put this? Not very polished. So but he's going to be really drawn to you in some way. So one of the things that you may do is teach him how to be basically a gentleman.
Oh.
which is kind of interesting, because I want you to study, this is going to sound bizarre, but I want you to get a book by Miss Manners. I want you to, or even Dear Abby, and I want you to study practical etiquette. And the reason I'm saying that is that, you know, a lot of these kids that have gotten in trouble have been, you know, have gone into the entitled vibe. They've gone into the idea that life is supposed to happen easy for them, and that just by existing, they should get everything they want without working for anything they want. And what it's saying here is that you're going to be, well, I've worked very hard for where I am. You see, because you're your own example. So the fact that you became a citizen and then got this job, I am so proud of you that I could just bust. I'm sending you this huge big hug.
Thank
so
you.
Congratulations on the new job, and and a book from Miss Manners or etiquette or something where you're treating these young people politely. There's a difference between nice and polite. I want you to be polite.
Okay.
Nice is you'll bail somebody out of jail. Polite is you treat people with respect no matter what the situation. And that you expect them to treat you. Okay, but I think that what's going to happen is that you're going to have this lovely, soft style about you, but it's going to be, you're going to have a very strong discipline connected with it, too. That's what I love.
That's me.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Well,
see you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
have a good
bye.
Day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. got somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas here on the line. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Sarah. How are you?
Oh, hi, Sarah. What's your question today?
Well, I was just listening to the advice that you were giving to your previous caller, which was always on point and very intuitive. I myself have started a new position with a company in Las Vegas, and I am finding that, as these things generally are, the position wasn't exactly what I was led to believe it would be, and I'm running into some challenges, which I'm doing my very best to overcome. So I guess my question to you is, what's the most important thing I need to know right now?
Connected with the job or your career?
Connected with the job. Yes, connected with the job.
Okay. So, oh, this is interesting. You have you have one person, and this is a young man, that is secretly, maybe even not so secretly, on your team or in your court. So there's one man around you that is, now this could either be a man around you now or a man about to offer you a different opportunity. What it's saying is that the whole reason that you're at this job is because you're supposed to see the truth of what you're capable of. Now, what's really funny and interesting about this is that you have the highest spiritual card a person can get in a reading if you're a woman. And in traditional tarot, it's a card called the High Priestess. So you might want to look up this card on the internet after we're done. It's the High Priestess. Mm-hmm. It's the number two major tarot card. In my deck, it's called Inner Voice. So lately, your inner voice has been screaming at you. And you're starting to see the truth of where you are. It's not that you can't work the situation that you are around you, and it's saying that you can. But what I'm getting here is that you're 2 months away from your dream job, and I don't think it's going to be where you are now.
Ah, well, thank you.
What's interesting is that there's this young man, and again, I don't know if you already work with him or if it's somebody that you meet, that there's the two of your personalities end up being absolutely dynamite together. So it's funny because I'm getting this little, I don't know where this is coming from, right out of the blue. It's somebody that you might have interviewed with earlier in the year that's younger than you, but might have been threatened by the amount of experience you bring to the table, and that you didn't get the job because they didn't want you to be Miss Smarty Pants over this guy. But what I'm also getting is that it doesn't hurt for you to reach out to him and say, you know, we talked earlier this year. I'm just checking in to see how your position's going and how your the person you're working with is working out.
Oh, it sounds like a very Cajun night.
Because what it's saying here is that you have a new beginning connected with the number one, which happens to be January. So what it's saying is coast. I literally want you to coast for the next 2 months. Do what you can, collect your paycheck, but keep your peepers open because there's an amazing opportunity about to present itself in January, and there was a reason you were supposed to be at this job. Part of it was to show you what you didn't want.
I see. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for the insight. Thank you for the wisdom. I appreciate
and one
the
more
spin
thing,
that you were able to read on.
Be open to your blessings. There are blessings falling on you right now, and if you can just be sort of still and quiet and just sit with it, you will you'll recognize this new opportunity. Because I'm telling you, it's saying for 2 months, hold your discipline, hold it back. See the truth of where you are. And like I told the last caller, you can be polite. You don't have to be nice. Right?
No, you can be professional.
Exactly.
Just be professional.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Okay.
But there is a younger man here that just thinks that you're all that in a bag of chips. And that's somebody you're going to be interviewing with. So it could be someone around you right now that thinks you're pretty swell, which because you keep surprising him. And so what I keep getting with you is that it's absolutely time for you to just live your potential. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right,
have a great
day.
See
you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 520 area code. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Marie.
Hi, Marie. What's your question?
Mona, my dog was viciously attacked, and after visiting the vet, I learned that he his eye extracted, which required surgery. Yeah. So I set up a GoFundMe account. I just want to some tips on how to, because I haven't gotten any donations or anything like that, or any views or anything like that. So I was wondering, any tips on how to write, or maybe I should reword it differently? Any tips on an effective
GoFundMe? Okay, here's what I would do, is I would immediately reach out to the shelters around you. I would also look on Facebook. You have a Facebook account, right?
I don't.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that what I would do is I would look up online at like any local animal shelters and let them know that you had a dog that was attacked, the eye needs to be removed and have surgery, and you need finances, you need money to help with that. Now, here's the other thing, is that if you plead to the vet where your dog is at and just say, I can make payments. Because the thing is that I see that this dog, I don't see this dog leaving us. I see you keeping the dog, but it is you going to places that you know could help you with the money. So sometimes people put a GoFundMe account out there and they expect immediate results. And unfortunately, that's not what happens. So the thing is, and some people have begun to not trust the GoFundMe accounts these days because there's been things in the news that it looks like a scam. So what I would do is I would go to the vet. I would go ahead and have the surgery, and then I would pay at least 10% of whatever the bill is on the day of the surgery and say, you will make payments as you need to. Keep the GoFundMe account going, but the dog needs the surgery. You can't, that's one of those emergency things you can't avoid. The other thing you could tell the vet is that if the vet has like a 24-hour hotline, you know, it's a 24-hour emergency line, that you'd be willing a couple of hours a night to be available to answer the phone for him, to work off the cost of the vet bill, or come in for 2 hours, you know, or a few hours on a weekend to help with the animals. But all I'm trying to tell you is that I don't see you getting enough money on the GoFundMe account for you to actually finance the dog surgery. That's not coming
up
on the card.
$500 up front, and it's $2,000 the total, but with $500 I can secure him, you know, for him to at least be go under the surgery.
So what you do is that, because here's the thing, is that between us, $500 is exactly the minimum he would take to do the surgery. So if you put the $500 up and you never pay him anything else, at least he got the $500. That's why he did that, because he has a lot of people. He's had the history with a lot of people coming in, paying, getting their dog fixed or getting surgery or whatever, and then he never sees any more money. So I can totally understand why he's doing that, all right? But what you do is you pay the $500 and then you say, I have to make payments for the rest. Or you say, I'd be willing to work 5 hours a week for you at the value of $10 an hour to pay it off. So, but the dog needs the surgery. You have to jump in and do the surgery. That's not something you can avoid.
Yeah,
I'm really, 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 really sorry, Marie, that that happened to you.
Okay.
I'm really sorry. That's just awful. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. All right, see you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello, hi. Delphine, how are you?
Oh, hey. What's your question for me today?
My question is, I'm trying to see what do you see coming up for me in terms of a new job, a better job, and new love life.
Okay, which one do you want me to answer? Because I answer one. That's the one I wanted to answer. Okay. All right, so what it's saying is, let's say you need to make $2 more an hour, all right? Let's say that's the goal. I want to make $2 more an hour, all right? So what you do is you start looking for what the next level is from what you do now. So, Delphine, what line of work are you in now?
I'm a site counselor.
Okay, so it could be, have you thought about doing doing your own business on the side to make more money?
Yes, I have, but I have to take an exam, which I plan on taking in February in order to be able to do that.
Okay, because here's the thing, is that if you look around, and I'm really getting January for this, because I keep getting that a lot of people are expanding their budget as of January, and they're willing to hire people with amazing experience like you. So my thought would be, you start looking now for the job that's going to pay, and I'm getting $2 more an hour specifically. So when you get $2 more an hour, it kind of shifts everything for you. But it's going to be through the new opportunity that you get in about 6 to 7 weeks, that you meet somebody that you like romantically. So that's probably why I got the vibe of the job first and then romance second. The other thing that I'm getting is, this is the other thing I'm getting for you, is that I think you keep resisting stepping into the spotlight. And it's absolutely time for you to step into the spotlight. Because what I keep getting in your cards is, I keep getting that you're supposed to light the way for others. You're supposed to help people on kind of a day-to-day basis with their own, like, mental well-being, all right? But you've got to be comfortable in front of large groups of people eventually to do that. And it says that you haven't been comfortable doing that. So I would sign up for a local Toastmasters group, find the largest one you can get, and go in there and say, I really want to polish my public speaking skills. It may even be through that that you get the invitation for the next job. And then I have one more thing to throw at you, which you might not have thought of. Your background might be great for a large human resources department.
Okay, because you have a background in social work.
Well, there you go. I'm just saying, is that you're, what I keep getting is that you're not looking at how where you are now could be a springboard for something bigger for you. And that's what I keep getting. And that 2019 in numerology adds up to a 3. That's about reaching, that's you being creative enough to reach and know what your potential is so that you can start thriving in that direction. So that's what I keep getting for you. So that rocks my world that I can tell you that.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. All right, I got somebody else from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hi, this is Donna.
Oh, hi, Donna. What's your question for me?
Yesterday was 11/29/2018. It was another 11/11/11, and I am and I am on a 10-year twin flame journey from hell, and right now we are in complete. Right now we are on complete no communication, and I thought this month would open up some portals. So can you give us some insight for those of us who are on this very painful journey?
So, okay, so what you're getting here is you've got this card of you keep putting off your own happiness. And what's so funny is you might not have been tuned in at the beginning of the program, but I woke up with this epiphany that I want to share with you because I think it's incredibly important for you to hear it. It is for you to live up to your potential, not anybody else's. It is about you living up to your inner critic. It's like you bypassing your inner critic because nobody can beat you up like you can. And it's because you know what you're capable of. So what it's saying is that I do see that this has been a very, very tough year for you connected with partnerships because right smack in the middle of your card, you have a card that I call the psychic gift card in my reading, and it's the major number 20 card, all right? Now, 2 is the number 11 reduces to a 2. And if you, and yesterday was an 11/11/11 day because of 11/29/2018. Each of those have the component of 11, but it also adds up to 6. So 1 and 1 and 1 and 1 and 1 and 1, 6 number 1s adds up to a 6, which is the number in the path of love. So it would not surprise me that yesterday was particularly difficult for you relationship-wise because you know that person is a karmic person for you. You know it. In your heart of hearts, you know it. The funny thing is he knows it too, but he's scared to death of it. And that's the insight, that he knows it too, and he's scared to death of it. And I think that what this is supposed to teach you is what you're pulling away from the pain and looking at it from a objective perspective is that why is that particular person's opinion involvement so important to you when what it's saying here is that no matter what, this twin flame, this man, was supposed to be a catalyst for you. He was supposed to show you how to open your heart, and he has. But what the jury is still out on is he the one you're supposed to be with, or the new person that I see coming into your life next year? Because the new person coming into your life is resonating to a Virgo, Capricorn, or Taurus.
That's what my twin flame is.
Oh, well, then it's saying you have to wait till he makes the initiative. According to this, he will. And according to this, is around February, because I get that number 2 thing going, is around February is when the lines of communication are back to being true and pure again. It's a pretty amazing, your cards are pretty amazing. As a matter of fact, if you shoot me a quick email, then I will send you a picture of the cards, because I'm going to take a picture of them right now. And I'm going to send you a picture of the cards. So I'm taking that picture right now so I don't forget.
Where can we reach
you? There
you
go. You go to my website at mona.vegas, and then my email address is right there. And you just shoot me a quick email, and I'll send you. Just say that we talked on the air and that you want a picture of the cards. and just tell me your name and the last 4 digits of your phone number so I know it's you. Okay?
Perfect.
All right,
thank
sweetheart.
You, Mona.
Thanks for the call.
You're a gem.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 412. Hello, 412. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jessica. How are you?
Oh, hi, Jessica. What's your question?
Do you want my birth date?
No, I don't need that.
Okay. So I have to move by, like, the middle of January, and because of some legal stuff, I haven't been working, which means I also don't have money. So I just started looking for a job. So it's sort of a loaded question, but I just need to know if A, money, and B, a job, and see if I'm going to find a place by the middle of January.
Okay, so the answer to that's yes. And I'm getting that the there's something that is actually a great situation for you that happens by the 19th of January. So what I keep getting here is that you've got this card that talks about getting to happiness. So, which is really kind of a funny thing because you don't actually have to get to happiness. You just have to sort of be happy. And it's saying that you are looking at all the resources around you that are going to put you in a better place. The funny thing, and what I wonder is why have you not considered to move in with someone connected with your family?
I'm currently living with my mother because of a divorce, and her
right.
house sold. She's moving separately, and I'm moving separately.
Okay, so when do you have to be out of the house?
The closing is January 29th, so that's like the drop-dead date that you have to be
okay.
out.
Okay, because this says that you find something by the 19th.
Okay.
And that there's a guy here. There's a guy here that's willing to give you a job. You just have to decide that you're willing to go back to work. But the funny thing is,
I don't have a choice.
Well, I know, but I'm saying there's a guy here ready to offer you a job. And I have to tell you, your timing couldn't be better if you needed a job right away. But what I would recommend is getting yourself hired in somewhat of a high-end retail store where you can if you sold high-end jewelry, for example, there would be a commission connected at the end of the month because of all the holiday sales. So I would start with something like that because you can get the job right away because it's the holiday season, and then you can, while you're actually working and saving up a little money, then you can turn around and look for a job that's a little bit more suited for your abilities, Jessica, because it says here you have a lot of really amazing things on the table. You just have to let yourself do those things, you see? So we got to get money coming in first. The other thing is that it does say that there's a guy here that owes you money, that it might be a good time to hit him up for it.
Well, my not yet ex-husband has really stiffed me on a couple $100,000, which I'm also fighting with court.
Okay, so here's the funny thing, is that it wouldn't it be ideal, and I just want you to sit in this vibration for a second, wouldn't it be absolutely ideal if you could get all that settled before the end of the year with your ex-husband or soon-to-be ex-husband?
And I'm waiting for the judge to make a ruling. Like,
okay.
She heard that case September 25th, and it's well over 2 months, which is an absurd amount of time to
okay. So
to
here's the question
to make a ruling.
Okay, so here's the question to ask your attorney. You call your attorney and you say, you know, I know my ex-husband owes me $200,000. How about if he just gives me $180,000 and we call it done? Can you call his attorney so we can get this done? Say something like that.
He doesn't have, my ex doesn't have an attorney, and it's really in the hands of the judge to make a decision.
Okay,
and she
so
just
then you call your attorney.
Sweetie,
you call your attorney, and you have the attorney reach out to the judge and just ask. Just have your attorney call the judge and ask. Because according to this, if you just ask, the solution is happier than you expect. But you have to ask.
Okay. Well, I actually will see the judge on Tuesday, so I will ask her on Tuesday when she's planning on doing this. Like, because he's done this to make me broke.
Of course. He's making you suffer.
And so far, he's...
Because he's a dick.
To make you... Yo, he's taken it to a whole new level.
I understand, sweetheart. But you're going to come out of this. You know, the best revenge is to not get back at somebody. The best revenge is to be happy. So the funny thing is right smack in the middle of your cards is this happy card.
Yeah.
That means that you will probably get the settlement by the 19th of January.
Okay.
So that's I would sort of try and get it by the end of this year because I'd like you to start the new year with a new perspective because you totally deserve it. So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
have a great
day. Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from, I got a lot of, a couple of more Las Vegas calls. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
This is Debbie Donaldson. This is Debbie.
Oh, hi. Hi, Debbie. What's your question for me today?
I am launching a new business, and I'm just wondering if there are any big pieces of the puzzle I might be missing.
Let's see. Okay, so here's the funny thing, is that you've got this card that literally talks about lighting up your third eye. So it's in traditional tarot, it's a card called the Ace of Swords, all right? But in my deck, it's called consciousness. So what that means is that your intuitive ability is about to light up, and it's going to be doing what you do differently than everybody else. So it's about you kind of beaming, and that's the word, beaming your mojo to the source that's going to benefit most from your mojo, all right? So it could be individuals. And what I would do is I would sit down and write a list of five people that you admire in a really big way. And then I would call them and say, I just wanted to call and tell you how much I admire you. And these are the reasons why. And, you know, as we close this year, I want to tell you I'm grateful for someone like you in my life because of blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is that about them that inspires you. Because what I keep getting in your cards here is I keep getting that if you beam your own intuitive gift towards somebody, that person is almost going to innately help you, which is exactly what you want. You want people to help you get to your next level. And I keep getting that moving in 2019, it's probably going to be presentations that you yourself do or you arrange to do that are in some way educational or inspirational. And it's saying here, you've got some resistance from people around you. And I don't know if it's jealousy. I don't know if it's They've made this big assumption about you, but lately you've been spinning your wheels and not making a lot of traction. So what it says here is to beam your mojo toward people that you admire, but that also might help you. So it says here it's time to form a new tribe.
Very cool.
But this makes totally sense to you. Now, I got to tell you one other thing.
Yeah.
There's a job offer coming to you. And it is a job you've done before. It's a job you like. But the emotional struggle is if you take the job, then you're going to have to step back and put what you're doing now on the back burner. But the job gives you a huge sense of security. So it may be that you temper what you do to on the weekends, that you end up doing weekend retreats maybe once a month with people, but that you take the regular job because of the feeling of security it gives you. But it's saying there's a job coming connected with the number 4. So I don't know if that's 4 weeks, I don't know if that's 4 months, and I don't know if that's April, but it's coming your way.
Interesting.
All right, my friend. Thanks
this
for the call. I appreciate
so,
you calling in.
Yeah.
Okay, see you later. All right,
thank
bye.
You.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 619 area code. Hello, 619. Who's this?
Hi, Mona.
Is this Debbie?
Yes, it's Debbie. How are you?
That's so
Merry
funny.
Christmas.
I had a Debbie
Happy
before
holidays.
You too. Happy holidays. So what's your question for me today?
Hey, oh gosh, I've got so many of them. I've been trying to think of which one to ask you.
Okay.
My living situation, do you see where I'm going to be living?
Yeah, you're definitely moving. And actually, this has been a vibration that has been all this year. It's not just a recent decision of yours. It's a decision that you're ready to make a full commitment moving forward. And what I keep getting here is that you have to go to the place that makes you feel most connected in the community. So that could be Hawaii. That could be in the same city you're in right now. But what it's saying is that you're going to go where you have a feeling and a sense of family right away. And I'm telling you, you're ready to do it. The interesting thing is that, and I got to tell you this. This is a weird, weird vibe, and I don't go into medium work because it's not my specialty, but when I get something that's hitting me upside the head, I have to say it. There is something coming from a man that was very close to you, connected with law. There's a message coming to you from the other side to give you the exact location or the exact place where you're going to be happy. And the interesting thing is that if you got a book on lucid dreaming, L-U-C-I-D, lucid dreaming, you can have a dialogue with this man. And not only is it an amazing sense of reunion and the fact that he's just on the other side of the door, but it's him.
I don't even need the book. I've been, you know what happens with me.
Okay, because you're getting the message from him.
Someone else involved here.
Oh, there's what?
There's someone else involved here. I was wondering if you'd pick that up before I said it.
Oh, because what it's saying is that it's saying you have permission to be happy. That's the message I'm getting.
You have
I will
permission get that book, but I have been able to communicate so well. I mean, I'm in such a good place. I'm enjoying where I'm at right now, which hasn't happened in a long time. I enjoy when I'm there,
right?
But somebody else kind of snuck into my life, and I was wondering about him.
Yeah, he's coming up as a good one.
Yeah,
and it's saying the message,
to be true.
the message, you have permission to be happy. That's the message.
Ah, I see.
And again, it's moving to a place where you feel like you have a sense of community. So I'm just saying, anywhere that you have that feeling, that's where I would gravitate toward.
Definitely not here. I'm a small fish in a big pond, and there it's a big fish in a small pond.
Oh, geez. Okay.
And it's
all right.
Farmers there, so it's great. One last question. My my books I've been prodded to, after all this time, to go forward with the animation special.
Yeah, you totally need to do it. You totally need to do it.
Yeah,
and we might have to talk further outside of the radio program, because that was overwhelming to me, but I didn't want to get on that subject while I only have limited time with you. So
okay, sweetie.
All right, talk to
you
later. Thanks.
Gosh, definitely,
okay.
I'll call and I'll make an appointment with you.
Cool. Love that. Talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this? Hello,
Chantel.
702.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi. Chantel.
Oh, hi, Chantel. What's your question for me?
How is 2019 looking? Or is that too vague?
That's kind of vague. Do you want I want something connected with love, career, moving, you know, project, that kind of stuff. So what would you...
Love.
Here's the thing. We got to get over the old sorrow connected with a relationship that finally needs to be let go of. There's this old sorrow here, and that there is a man here that really wants to be with you but doesn't want to feel trapped in the relationship. So the vibration you need to take on is that you're going to enjoy him when he's with you. You're not going to put rules or parameters around him, at least not right now. Because what that's saying is that if you put any rules or parameters around him, what's going to happen is it's going to get incredibly uncomfortable. If you put any kind of rules around this guy, it's going to get really uncomfortable. And all I want you to do is be the person that ends up being the most joyful person in his life. That it's, because as soon as you can look at it like that, then the relationship will go in the right direction. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, because all I want you to do is, this is not the kind of person you can be a drama queen with. And he really wants to make sure that you're on even keel with him. Because the more amazing you are when you're with him, the more time he's going to want to spend with you. Okay?
So
don't go into fear. We go into love, not fear. All right,
sounds
sweetheart.
Great.
Thanks for the call.
Right.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right, thanks.
Ahead, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Wait, is it me?
It's you.
Hi, it's Doug.
Oh, hi, Doug. What's your question for me?
My question is this. I really kind of hit some momentum in this past year in towards the middle of the year with my career and stuff
have.
That I'm working on.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering, is that going to continue into 2019? So.
Okay. So you have some really, really amazing cards. And it almost feels like the direction that you're going to lead people is leading people out of their own trap. Okay?
Okay.
So I have to tell you, I woke up this morning with this little mini epiphany, which was live up to your expectations, not anybody else's. Okay?
Right.
Because here's the thing, you're already doing it for you. You're living up to your expectations. And a lot of amazing doors have been opening for you as a result of you defining the reason why you were born in this lifetime to do what you do, all right?
Right.
You have three major cards in your reading. You have this card of lucky changes. You have a card of getting out of a trap situation, which is happening over these next few months. And then it's saying from a place of pain is coming a new beginning. But it's almost as if you're enjoying the pain. And I know that sounds weird. You're enjoying the pain because it's showing you what you don't want. And it's leading you to be a spiritual leader in some way.
Uh-huh. Makes
so
sense. Yeah.
You have this card as the conclusion of your reading that is the angels guiding you toward what you want. And I have to tell you, when you feel stuck, instead of trying to, you know, push or force the door open or try to force yourself, sit still and say to yourself, Why am I stuck? Why is this door not opening? Why am I upset? Why am I struggling with this? Ask yourself that. Because what I keep getting here is that if you're a little bit more like water, that means you either fill up and flow over something, or you flow around something, or you wait and just have the pressure of the water open the door. But this is not about you actually forcing anything right now. And remember, water seeks its own depth.
Okay.
So what I keep getting for you is that if I were to give you a launch time for this program of yours, or this thing that you're going to do moving forward, it definitely is 2019, because you've got this card here called New Vision, and it is the card that in traditional tarot, it's a card called the Hanged Man. All right. Now the Hanged Man shows someone crucified upside down by their foot, but there's a halo of light around their head that it took it to get to this point for them to have their epiphany or their realization. And that's where you are. So it's my deck says the upshot is from a place of pain comes a new beginning, but you had to get to the pain to have the new beginning. And I'm telling you, 2019 is going to be a phenomenal year for you, Doug.
Well,
and I really...
I feel like I'm through the pain already. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but the funny thing is that it is the pain that prompted the success here. So I'm super, super cool about that with you. All right, guy, got to go. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Bye. All right, you guys, thank you for tuning into my new Friday program. I'll be back live next Friday. I look forward to talking with you then.
Thank you for tuning into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. Mona records this broadcast live each Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The phone number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Questions answered by Mona on the program are not a substitute for professional, medical, legal, financial, psychological, or marital advice. Psychic View is intended for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter for special program announcements. If you missed asking a question today, you may download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, and ask as many questions as you like directly on your phone. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. To schedule a session with Mona, please call 702-233-4790. That's 702-233-4790. Or visit her website at www.mona.vegas. Be sure to mention the Psychic View radio program for priority scheduling. Thank you for tuning in today. And remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.